Daniel Moegling, Moegling, date 9/4/56. Follow up, left knee. Mr. Moegling is here for a follow up of the left knee. Period. He feels that he's doing better overall. He knows that he still has some swelling in the leg area. Examination shows some areas of swelling around the incision and subcutaneous tissues consistent with a hematoma. There's no evidence of infection. The areas of discoloration around the incision appear to be more bruising related than infection. Period. His incision is well healed without drainage. Period. The calf is supple. The distal neurologic exam is intact. He lacks terminal extension by about 5 to 10 degrees. Has flexion to about 85 degrees. He's walking with an antalgic gait. Period. Paragraph. Patient reported some increasing pain over the weekend in the tibial area, and so I wanted to repeat an x-ray. Paragraph, AP lateral x-rays, left knee in the office, shows no evidence of fracture, dislocation, loosening, or other abnormalities. Period. Diagnosis is left knee status post replacement with subcutaneous hematoma. Plan. At this point, I gave him the option of having the hematoma surgically drained in the OR versus giving it another week to 10 days to see if it slowly absorbs. Period. He does want to try to let it absorb. I think this is reasonable since he's not getting any drainage. Period. He's going to work aggressively on ice compression, knee extension exercises. Period. I did give him another prescription for the Percocet today in the office. We'll recheck him in 7 to 10 days. This ends the note on Daniel Moegling.